Now, we're talking about cold feet before a wedding. Have you, or does someone you know, were you a part of a wedding party where the bride or groom pulled the pin days, maybe even a day before the wedding? Wally from Altona North. Hi, Wally.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Good, Wally. Did somebody pull the pin and not go through with it?
So one of my very good mates on his wedding day, so we have a tradition in Lebanese tradition where we do a ceremony in the morning, we do some drums and hair cutting and everything, and then we'll go pick up the bride. So we were all jumping in the limo, and the groom jumps in with us, and on the way there he goes, "What am I doing? Let me out. I don't want to go anymore." what do you mean you don't want to go through? It's your wedding day. He goes, "No, you guys keep going. Get me out of here. I don't want it anymore."
Oh. Did you keep him in
eight
the
months
car?
Eight months later, and yeah, they're done, unfortunately.
Oh, Wally.
Yeah.
You should have let him out.
Yeah, he goes, "Let me out. I don't want to be in the limo anymore." I was like, well, we're not all going to go get married. It's you. It's a new one-man show.
That's crazy. Oh, wow. Thank you, Wally. That's
good story,
that's exactly what we're talking about. But I'd love to know, to talk to that guy and go, "But what were you thinking a week before?"
Yeah. Like, probably that.
I wonder what he was thinking when he was standing there and they're all like, man. And he's looking at her going, "I don't want to do this."
Oh, wow.
Bizarre.
Thanks, Wally. Emily from Wonga Park, my neighbourhood. Hi, Emily.
So it wasn't about me. It was about my brother and his ex-fiance. The mother-in-law actually decided that they weren't allowed to get married anymore 3 months before the wedding.
What?
So, and then, my brother, he only found out, he got an email confirming that the venue had been cancelled and they never saw each other again.
Hang on. So much to ask you, Emily.
Your mother-in-law's Pearl?
You're jumping Greek Road there.
A lot happened.
I know. It almost sounds like an arranged marriage. Like for a mother-in-law to get to say you two are no longer getting married.
Yeah.
What about your brother? Did he speak to his fiance?
They had a big argument. They were going to leave together. This was at his ex-fiance's house. And the mother-in-law said, if you leave with him, sorry, I'm never seeing you again. And they never saw about it again. And that was it.
And that poor girl, like obviously awful for your
brother.
Awful for everyone. But the girl, because I feel like I have been in similar situations.
Yeah.
Where your mother should never get you to choose between her.
Well, your brother should have looked after Fee a bit better, Emily. This has really got Pearl boxed.
Has Pearl done that a few times?
No, she hasn't done that. But I have definitely been in situations with my mum where if I have continued the relationship or gotten more serious, it wouldn't be a fun life. So then I go, what's that? Because I'm so close to my mum. So you've got
really
to make a decision. So you end up going, do I want to be close to my mum?
Or see that person every day.
My boyfriend. And then I guess I have to say to myself, well, obviously I never liked any of them enough. Because
just love your mum more.
Yeah.
No problems there. Next call.
It's all good. Hannah.
Nothing
you
to figure
okay,
out.
Dave?
Hannah from Truganina. Hi, Hannah.
Hello, how are you guys?
Yeah, great, good. Hannah. Now, how close to a wedding before the pin was pulled?
Oof, a month out.
A month?
I was the bride.
Hannah!
It was me.
What happened?
I was in a long-distance relationship, 7 years.
And
forth to him, and once I reached there, he basically didn't know how to live his life without a long-distance relationship. And, just didn't know how to fit me into his life.
So you were there to get married and then a month before, he just said no.
I said no.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I pulled the pin, but my family still came over and celebrated with me.
Oh, that's good.
Did a family holiday instead.
What country was it out of interest?
South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Great part of the world.
It is.
Yeah.
But better that you're back here, let's be honest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, Hannah, that's tough.
I'm a fiancé. Get me out of here.
Thank you, Hannah. And Amy in Dingley. Hi, Amy.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hello.
Amy, when did the wedding get called off?
The day of, at the chapel. So I know of a bride who they were at the chapel ready to go. Everyone's there. But she just felt like a little bit nervous and was just like, oh, I feel like I know it's bad luck, but I need to go and see my partner, you know, I just need to see him. And so they're like, okay, yep, no worries. So she goes to the room where he's getting ready.
Oh, no, she's getting it on.
Only to find him being breastfed by his mother.
Oh, I...
Sorry, what?
No.
Yeah. No. Yep. Massive, like, boobs. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yep. Like, whether it's just no one, we want so many answers. Like, is it a comfort thing? How long's it been going on for?
He was nervous too.
Did you get those answers? Did the bride get those answers?
No answers. Just the whole wedding got called off. Everyone was there. Sorry, you have to go home. So now, no, like, everyone that didn't know, because I'm like, did the husband know? Did the aunties and uncles know? Who knows? But now everyone that was at that wedding knows.
He was feeling a bit, he was nervous as well. So he's gone to mum's boobs.
So I'm like, okay, I'm engaged. So I'm turning to my fiance now going, is there anything I need to know?
Oh, wow.
Is that a thing though?
No.
What I mean is,
who are you looking at us?
Who are you looking at us for?
No, what I mean is,
I wasn't on Kaz's boob just before I married Alex.
I have breastfed. I can't anymore.
There'd be no milk coming out.
No, but milk comes out as long as somebody's trying to get it out.
Really?
Yeah. That's the whole point. So what I'm asking is, was he doing it his whole life till he got to an adult? And then there's a lot.
Did the bride just run out or at least burp him first?
Yeah.